Well, I walked along through the market into this alley. And I say alley, it's there's fruit and vegetable stores that are delicatessens. There's an old chap sitting who I'm going to talk to later who's playing a recorder. It's just gorgeous, very romantic. It's gorgeous. And just to my left as I've walked down the alley, I caught a smell of like a dairy, and the door opened, and there was this gorgeous shop, quite tiny, called the Mousetrap. What a brilliant name, Jane.
It is, yes. It fits the cheese great.
And inside here, you've got a counter, and there are a good 15 local cheeses here. Fabulous. I'm imagining they must be very popular. I've seen the locals in and out.
Yes, they are very popular indeed.
And so you're the lady who owns the deli, she makes a local cheese. She makes cheese herself.
Yeah, the deli is owned by Mark and Kaz Hindle, and they make cheeses out at the dairy at Monkland, which is about 10 miles from here. You can go and see the cheese being made. There's a cafe there as well, and also a little shop.
That's fantastic. Can I have a little look at the cheese? It looks like, and there's so many on here. Which one is it? We've got Breeze, and here we are. It's called Little Hereford, an excellent local cheese with a good lingering flavour. And then the other one is a Monkland brine washed semi-hard cheese, which is crumbly and creamy. So do you find the local people are very supportive of their local cheese?
Yes, we have a very good customer line there, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I'll definitely have some. Could I please have... I'll take a little bit of each of them, please, Jane.
Okay, that's what I like. Thank you.